Activating meridians. Alignment. Instability in field. Negative. Charge aligning matrix field. Positive. Coordinates reached, Commander.
Activate the Shade field.
Activations of multidimensional engines.
Launch communications probe.
Power levels to maximum.
Activate all dimensional levels of communication.
Communication established.
The voice you hear is known as Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our destination. This is the last slave planet in the galaxy. Under all agreements, under all rights, under galactic law, we now proclaim this planet free. The dissension of the true human consciousness has begun.
Energizing Shambhala Diamonds.
The men, women, and children of this planet are now set free.
Field activated.
You have already reached.
Activate Shambhala Diamond.
Critical mass.
Integration onto microcosm, expanding linear space.
Prepare for landing.
Free space activation.
Good evening. Is that working?
Yes, it's all working. I'm amazed.
Now, if we can get through an hour without everything falling apart, which seems to have happened on every Dark City show, not that I want to tempt Providence, then we'll get through a few things. If you do want to call in the show, Dark City show, we don't know where we're going to go. Maybe down a rabbit hole, maybe not. Maybe come up with a solution or two. One would be nice. Any would be good. You can call us on the telephone. That's that old landline system, you know, with that we used to use many years ago before we got the incredible, amazing magic of the internet. And you can do that from the UK. You need to ring 0161 298 0298, and from outside the UK, 0044 161 298 0298. And that information and most of the links, if not all the links that we mentioned throughout the shows, are in the chat room, and that's an IRC internet relay chat room, and you can access that through your own client if you've got one. Anonnet, it's on the Anonnet, and you want hash Bob's Backyard. That'll bring you into the chat room. Alternatively, you can go to the website at www.darkcityradio.com or .co.uk and click to enter the site, and that'll put you directly on the live page, right in the middle of the page, towards the top, just above the player. There's a large yellow button saying click here to enter chat. If you do that, it will open up another page. And on that page, you will see it says web user. Is it web user? I think it's web user. You can type in anything you want there. You don't have to register. You can be, you know, old McDonald's. You can be whatever you want. And just make sure in the channel below that it does say hash Bob's Backyard. Okay? Most of the time it will work. We do know on Macs it doesn't. You have to type it in. Certain browsers it does and it doesn't. Hey, you know, we do what we can. As Hamish said earlier on, sometimes people have to put a little bit of effort in. So that gets you into the chat room, and you've obviously done that via the website, as I mentioned, darkcityradio.com or .co.uk, and you'll find on there the archives, the hosts, the shows, the schedule, and a few other things. Thanks to our robo hippie, who's also with us in chat. Right, so is that my phone going? No, it's not the phone going, it's these people in here. We've got a few things happening. We've got a brand new show actually starting tonight with a little bit of luck. That's Boris. He's going to be doing the Angry Anarchist. Now, that's probably a music show to start off with, but he's going to be featuring bands. That's the idea, unsigned bands. He's going to get a few people in there. So it's going to become like a featured chat home music show, which is something we've been looking for a while. So anyway, that's starting right after this show. Right after this show. So, if we get it all working right, because outside stream, you see, it's a new little, it's not new. It's just we've had a few glitches where we've been trying to get them working before in the past. Excuse me. So hopefully we'll have that sorted and that should all work just sweet as a nut. Right, who else have I got with me? Fox. Fox is going to be starting a show. He's going to be doing his show on Sunday. I can't remember if it's Friday, Saturday or Sunday. Or it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday now.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
There you go. Thank you, Fox.
Yeah.
Say hello, Fox. Say hello. Give your plow a show.
Yo, how's it going? How's it going over there in the UK?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good, man. As good as you can be, you know. They don't let me out of my chair for more than 10 minutes at a time, you know, Fox. So, but hey, we're doing all right, man. We're doing all right. So, what are you going to be covering, Fox? What's your late hours? It's late, isn't it? You're starting at, I think you're starting about 12 o'clock, aren't you, our time?
Yeah, well, I'm covering a bunch of topics, kind of like... if you want to compare it to something, it's sort of like a cross between Alex Jones and Clyde Lewis kind of stuff, you know, NWO and the occult trying to, you see a lot of people trying to zoom back and see a bigger picture than the bigger picture that people are already kind of seeing, you know what I mean, brother? Like, kind of along those lines.
Yeah, well, I've seen a few of your podcasts and stuff.
You digging them at all?
Yeah, some of it, man. It's right on. It's right on. It's like we need all sorts. Dark City is about providing people with a platform. That's what we do. You know, awfully, that's what we do. So, yeah, it's good to have you with us. It's good to have you with you, Fox. A lot of energy. Hell of a lot of energy. Hell of a lot of passion. Love.
Got it, man, because that's kind of what I hate to sound paranoid, but that's what the system wants to take away from humanity is their energy, their will, man. Well, that ain't my bag. You know what I mean?
Definitely, man.
Yeah, sorry if I sound a little nervous, man. I do my show usually sitting there talking to my computer in front of all the listeners. It's kind of a different situation. You know what I mean, brother?
Yeah. Well, we ain't too many. We're only a small station, so don't worry about it too much, Fox. But
right on.
Back off that microphone a little bit. You've got
Just received a contact request, so my mouth is a little bit closer to the screen because I can't really see all that well.
No worries, man. Dom? Dom, did you want to get in there, Dom?
Yeah, I just wanted to get in there. I was just learning about that news right now, about the new shows. Congratulations and welcome aboard, guys. And also, Barry's joined us, I see. So, hi, Barry.
I think I'm on. You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Barry. You're live. Go on, Don.
Yeah. Okay, I just thought I'd sit in and I have something to say. I'll add it.
Fair enough. Welcome to the show. Everything happens and anything happens.
Well,
we just make it up as we go along.
Why not?
I dig that, man. Totally, free, kind of like a freestyle format to a show. That's cool, man.
Pretty much, I love this. What the Dark City shows are about. It's good.
Go on, Barry.
Yeah, I was listening to that gentleman that just called in, and it sounded like he's right on page with me, so I'd like to sit in, and if he has comments, I'm sure I can add a few. I love your station because it allows us just to phone in and talk freely, and I'd love to make a few comments if he's going to say a few things.
Well, who's this, Fox? Are you talking about Fox? He's going to be standing.
Yeah, I'm talking about Fox.
Oh, well, you're going to ask. Well, I've got some good news for you, Barry. You must have been calling as Fox was saying it, as we were mentioning it. But Fox is starting a show with us, man. He's going to be doing late hours. Well, maybe not so late for you, Barry. He's going to be starting his show. What are we on now? So it's just after 8 now, isn't it? So he'll be starting in 3 or 4 hours' time from now on a Saturday, Sunday, and a Monday. So that might slot right in with you there, Barry.
Yeah, your times work out good for me here because it's, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon when you're on here. So,
where are you at, man?
I'm in Canada, bud.
Oh, right on. I know a boy up in Canada. Pretty tight.
Yeah, but I'm on Alex Jones every day, and I'm on InfoWars every day, and I'm watching the Grudge Report.
I think you're going to like my show then, eh?
Yeah, I'm right on board with your buddy. Everything that you're going to say, I probably am going to agree with you because
I've done
tons and tons of research myself.
Oh, yeah, but with me, it gets a little bit deeper than the fear-based mentality that is InfoWars and Alex Jones. He hints at the stuff that I'm going to be talking about, but I'm going to kind of step back and put it all together because what I'm coming to see here is that people pay too much attention to the people controlling the world. People aren't paying enough attention to the universal aspect of it, who's controlling them, the bigger picture, stuff right. like that. I mean, I'm not really going to be able to explain it in, 10 seconds, but, I mean, it's going to be pretty decent, man.
You're kind of talking about the people behind the curtains.
Yeah, I'm talking about, pretty much. The information behind the information suppressed by more information. The bigger picture.
Yeah, that's what's happening, man. You take all the little pieces now that are coming together put them together,
puzzle,
and all
man.
Of a sudden you got a big picture.
It's like a puzzle, man. We get the picture of the face, but we don't have the picture. We don't have the landscape, the background, the trees. We're missing a few pieces here, eh?
Yeah, but you know what's there, bro?
Oh, it's gonna be, man. And I'm gonna get it right out there in the open in the time that I have to do it.
Yeah, time is getting short, I think.
Man, time is infinite. Time is all relative, We have all the time in the world.
Okay.
I get too deep there for you.
I just see an acceleration in events right now that really disturb me. And I think that the Agenda 21 that I've studied and researched is being accelerated because of the sharing of information going around the world right now. A lot of people are waking up. And
it started happening after the 21st, too, didn't it?
Yeah.
I just see
an acceleration.
Yeah, man, me too. That's why the people who run the internet are trying to crack down on it. Alex Jones back in the day was saying the internet is going to be sold out to these corporations and it's just free speech is going to be dead. Well, I'm using Facebook. I've gone through this is my fifth account on Facebook and freaking, they tried to cut me off 2 days ago and they gave me a number. So I gave them my friend's number. My friend gave me the very code and I got back in, but it's getting kind of hairy.
They have removed tons of links off my timeline here in the last 3 weeks. I've had numerous really good links taken off my line.
Dude, I'll tell you what right now, man. If you even say the word truth on Facebook more than 3 times in a day, kiss your account goodbye. And I've had files missing from my own computer, man, of picture that says law of resistance, that French Revolution thing, and I look at my computer pictures, and it's just gone. Like, I paid for my computer, but they're hacking my files, man. Like, what the hell?
Their fingers are bloody deep, buddy, and they're into everything. It's like, where are they going to stop? you know?
Frank Wright, man. Frank Wright. It's true. It's true. It's getting real Nazi-fied, man. I mean, I don't even know who uses the internet anymore. It's not a social media. Google owns everything, and if it's not Google, it's Facebook, and guaranteed they're both invested in each other anyway. I mean,
exactly.
And wow.
They're all controlled by the people behind the curtains.
Oh, hell yeah. And it's not just the people behind the curtains. Everybody says, oh, it's the banksters, the corporations. No, the banksters and the corporations are just a tool of something much bigger. It's the man controlling the man behind the curtain, controlling the media. You know, it's like a freaking pyramid.
Well, you're talking about the Bilderberg Group. Yeah, you're talking about the Bilderberg
Group. No, not the Bilderberg Group. The Bilderberg Group is just where people like that go to meet and discuss foreign policy. I know it sounds a bit, you know, deep down the rabbit hole, but I think everything is kind of tying together, and it's really, really complicated. I think it's a family, sort of a network of people like this, like the Bilderberg Group, like the banksters, like the secret societies, like the Vatican. It's not something you can just say, this is the one guy who rules the world. It is many groups of individuals and secret societies that tell other people what to do, and they're invested in each other. They're all these, you know, different constructs. These, you know what I mean, brother?
I know exactly.
It's like a web.
Can I get any?
It's like,
yeah.
You ask yourself, you know, how bloody big can this web be? It just blows your mind when you think about all the people that are actually working on this plan. It's just holy smokes, where's it going to stop?
Hi guys. Thank you. Cheers.
That's what I kind of see in a nutshell anyways.
Yeah, I'm not disputing what you're saying. I was just going to throw in about the Octagon in Switzerland and perhaps Gladio, a bit of a favorite topic of mine at the moment. I'll look at the Gladio effect. The Octagon in Spain, it's just when you say this integrated web and that it's all over the place. I've seen a couple of videos just recently, that Jabba actually mentioned. So we're thinking about doing a show on this, on the Gladio and the Octagon, how these things mesh together. You know, I mean, I won't go too much into it because I've got a few conclusions I've made on this myself. But I wouldn't dispute that there it is an integrated network or a web of people. How are they actually connected together now, and what's actually triggering them would be another thing, you know?
Well, you know, that's kind of what I tried to get into. I haven't yet completely pieced it together myself, but it all kind of ties back to this kind of like these religious undertones, like the occult and stuff like that. And you'll notice that when you get to the very bottom of it, it's just kind of... Yeah, it all ties back into those, not like Christianity or Buddhism. It goes like into that Aleister Crowley and Madame Blavatsky thing. When you dig deep enough into it, every secret society, every group of elites that control the world, for some reason, it always kind of comes back to that. And you got to ask yourself, why? You know, how can I factor that in? How can I put that together? How can I understand why that is? And I think that might have something to do with what ties the fabrics of the web together.
It has a lot to do with the bloodlines.
Oh, I don't know about bloodlines, man, but I mean, possibly. Yeah, maybe.
I've done quite a bit of research on that, and I'm trying to put it all together in my head, but a lot of it makes a lot of sense.
You really have to use personal judgment, because like our boy Bob over there is saying, at least this is what I think he's saying, is that it's information overload, and if you can't use personal judgment, you keep switching to one point of view or another on the subject, and you just can't put it together. That's why I'm trying to kind of break it down and put it back.
Barry would be right there regarding the Octagon, because a lot within that does actually stem back to the early Egyptians and the pharaohs and so forth.
Yeah, the building of these pyramids, you know, stuff like that.
No, the symbology and the families that still exist now, many of the banking communities and so forth, and actually do stem back right from the pharaohs of Egypt. So, that ties the Octagon in and the corporates and the banks. It looks like it's massive until you can see it. This is all over my hometown here in Ashton, Ashton-under-Lyne, just outside Manchester, you can see it quite clearly. I mean, the ties here to the Vatican couldn't be more obvious. They have a statue of one of the Knights Templar right there in the middle of the council offices. They don't even try and hide it. The symbology and the Masonic symbolism is all over the place. Absolutely all over. So, yeah, I don't actually have any doubt at all that this is ongoing and it's still going. And people think, oh, it's all the past. Well, we've got a brand new shopping centre with the same symbology. And this is to keep it into the feel of the area. You know, we don't want to change things too much architecturally. Of course, you could believe that if you wanted to. You really could. You know, when we then take that a step further, right, who's actually trying to kill a small rodent? I can hear somebody killing a small rodent. Somebody's not muted up. I hope we get that on the audio.
Yeah, getting back to what Fox was saying there, he's right, though. Like, you get bombarded with so much information, you have to kind of sit back.
Check this out, man. You got to think of it. I'm sorry about that. What were you going to say?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Anyway, look, I really think it's all metaphorical. And by metaphorical, I mean you have to sort of think of things in terms of metaphors to understand it. Like when you're talking about a web, well, you know, you got to think about what's at the center of the web. What's the spider? Who's weaving it? Who's controlling it, you know? It's sort of like I talk about, like for example, these universal symbols in religion, like, for example, the cross, the Iron Cross, the Maltese Cross, the six-pointed, seven-pointed, five-pointed stars, stuff like that. All these symbols, no matter which religion or whatever you look into, they all seem to be appearing, popping up, and when you draw back on where those symbols mean or where they come from, you know what I mean? It's... Yeah, man, it's just really heavy, man. I'm not doing a very good job of explaining it, but I've been up since 4 in the morning, so you know what I mean. But,
I know exactly what you mean, and the information is so overwhelming that, like you said earlier, you just really have to sit back and try and take the small pieces and put them all together. And myself, I find myself being bombarded with information, and I try and sort it out. And it seems like all the pieces are falling together now, from what I can see, to make a really big picture.
Well, perhaps
see that one accelerating.
Perhaps we shouldn't be piecing together the smaller pieces first. When doing a puzzle, maybe we should be piecing the bigger ones together first. Like, I think we spend too much time understanding the people who are trying to control the universe rather than the universe that it is they're trying to control. You know what I mean? The way things kind of operate, this kind of knowledge, the sacred knowledge that these higher-ups seem to possess. And I think the only way we can really knock them out of their place is if we possess it ourselves and can use it against them. You picking up what I'm putting down, brother?
Exactly. I'm following you 100%. They look at us as being inferior people, and we don't belong on this planet.
And the reason why they see us that way is because a lot of us are just, they've got us, you know what I mean? They got us watching CNN and HLN and voting, like any of that even matters. It's a freaking illusion. I took the red pill and I realized it doesn't take much. You don't vote for your president over here in America. They tell you you do, but your vote does not count. It is the Electoral College that decides who's going to be president. So if the whole 360 million people who run, who vote one way, but the other guys say, nah, that's it, because your vote is just a suggestion. So once you start to play, you know, factor all that in, you see, you know, the higher up you go, the less all of this noise and celebrities and news means anything. It doesn't.
It means nothing. It's just a distraction, buddy. Total distraction.
It's a waste of time. I see people watching CNN saying, why would they lie about that? It's on TV. And I'm like, wow. Really, now?
Did you read the New York Times just released an article on Monsanto products, eh? And they're damning them. First time, dude, I've seen it. Mainline media is damning Monsanto. First time I've seen it.
The same people selling chicken nuggets are dealing drugs, man.
I know. That is some shit. Laughing. You know, what a bunch of dummies these people are.
Right, man. Yo, care for a chicken nugget and a Prozac, eh? That's something else, ain't it?
Well, it's a little bit of fluoride water in here. Have some fun.
Oh, man. That's what I said.
None of the stuff is going to hurt you.
That's what I said last night on the Ground Zero chat room. They're talking about freaking how it's okay to take pills and how you're mentally ill and you don't get better. And I think to myself, oh, man, I got to go get out of here and go buy some pesticides so I can make some Prozac and sell and make some money. You know what I mean, man?
You know what I mean? One of the main ingredients of Prozac is fluoride.
Yeah, sodium fluoride. Yeah. Man. If you go into a store right now and you look up the main ingredient to rat poison,
it'll make your teeth good.
Deep breath. Come on now. Deep breath. One at once.
Be going here, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay, man. No, you're doing great.
It's all good. It's all good. Let's lay back, chill a little bit, you know, kick it ground, you know?
Yeah. No worries, man. It was just shouting over one another, and it was really funny, and I'm hoping the listeners and the people who hit the podcast later can hear it.
Sounded a little bit like a Sean Hannity program, didn't it?
Yeah, you need to back off your microphone a little bit, Fox.
Hold on a minute. Let me fix the feature on that. I bet I can go into my settings right now. And
right, well, hey, good bit of fun. Good bit of fun.
I've taken a couple deep breaths now. I'm back to earth.
There you go, man. We got to make it real, you know. We got to make it real. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I know. We're talking on a bunch of stuff that him and me have both researched, and probably a lot of people out there haven't researched, and they're probably going, these guys sound like they're nuts. But I've really connected with what he's saying, that's for sure.
It's just, you know, the thing is, man, I would say about 70% of the people in this country concur and know what it is that we're talking about. They make it look like we're crazy and that most people don't get it. But the truth is, there's only 30% of the people in this country that trust their government. Everybody knows what's going on. The statistics, the fake voting results, and the stuff you see on CNN, that's just for the 30%. You know what I mean? The 30% that actually still trust their government. The poor bastards taking the flu shots and drinking the Diet Coke, eh?
And it's still 30% that still trust their government?
Yeah, I saw a poll the other day on InfoWars, man. It's only 70%. 70% don't trust their government. 30% kind of do, but they're on the fringe. Like, yeah.
So those that 30%, that's got to be the ones walking around with their cell phones in their hands while they have chemtrails going over top of their head.
Playing tic-tac-toe in the sky.
Can't see them. Can't see them because they're not looking up, eh?
You're crazy, dude. Tilt your head 90 degrees. Nah, dude, I'm texting my ex.
Oh, no. I miss American Idol, man. I miss American Idol. Can't look up. Man.
That's crazy, ain't it?
Sounds like a Bill Hicks. It sounds like a Bill Hicks sketch. Dawn. I think it was Dawn. Dawn, come on there. Get in.
Apparently my microphone was broke. Okay, it's fixed now. Well, I was just jumping in basically because not just the ones, obviously, but I really think that you two need your own show. You're so full of energy. You're so excited to be on the air, and we can really tell that, and that's fantastic. But yeah, you really, you need, well, you've got one, Fox, but Barry, I mean, you can talk, brother. You can talk. And yeah, that's what I wanted to say. I wanted to jump in because the two of you were just bouncing off each other, and I was like dying to get in and say something, but oh.
Dynamite.
Oh, yeah. Total energy bubbles.
It's disco, man. It's disco. Boom.
Well, when you share passion about something, Don, that you both believe in, there's an automatic binding, and I feel that with this gentleman. And like I said, I've never been on the radio before up to 3 weeks ago. I never thought I could sit here and talk to people like this, but I'm finding that it just makes me feel good to share information and get on the line with somebody like this who sees a lot of things that I'm seeing, and we're really on the same page.
Well, hey,
and
man,
I'd love to do a show with him.
I woke up when I was 16, man. The first video I ever watched was 9/11 Coincidences Part 1 through 9, also known as Does Not Exist. Huh? You know what I mean? That video doesn't show up in any internet database or anything. It does not exist. So I'm glad I got the chance to see it when I did, because it was scientific architectural engineering, some real evidence showing you that 9/11 did in fact go down because somebody orchestrated it. And wow, that woke me up, man. I stopped. I was like, you know what? I'm done watching Fox News. See ya.
I haven't been on Fox or CNN for a long time, bro.
Oh, man.
It's funny you talk about 9/11 because that was the trigger that woke me up.
Dude, you know,
up to about 6 or 7 years ago, I was going, yeah, right. They blew up their own buildings. And then I sat down one night and started looking at the info. And since then, my life has changed.
Well, I'm telling you, man, CNN has nothing to do with the news. The thing is about social networking and cell phones is they have to invent a sort of so-called news media. So if anybody around the area at which something important took place started, you know, calling people up and saying something, we got a multi-billion dollar industry like CNN or Fox News that can report the news and tell people what they want to think went down to the people who weren't around. And it's like, oh, it didn't go down the way it went down. It's like, dude, I was there. It's like, nah, you're crazy. CNN told me that. Dude, I was there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, we didn't report.
Right. Yeah. Right. See the text box at the bottom? You see all them numbers in it? Come on, John.
I'm used to this, man.
I'll shut up.
It's all right.
I'm new to this.
Okay, well, sure, then. Barry's got the right idea. Don.
Hey. Just when you're in a subject of 9/11, we actually have a show coming up, a roundtable debate on 9/11 on the 24th, Wednesday 24th at 9 till 11. It's a Dark City special. So I just thought I'd put that out there while you were on the subject of 9/11. I wanted to get in there before you moved on to something else. So there we go.
Good on you, Don. Nice. Oh, yeah, keep warm. Warm. Breathe. Come on, Fox. Breathe. Come on. Patient. Be patient, brother. Be patient. Pradsner. Come on, mate. Get in there.
I might have misoverheard or something what Fox and Barry were saying earlier about a 9/11 documentary. But I just had a brilliant idea. We're going to come up with a new 9/11 documentary 9/11 lol. We think it will go viral.
Just for the title, it will go viral. 9/11 lol.
Yeah, definitely.
We saw on Facebook the other day someone published sent a thing round saying lol actually stands for Lucifer our Lord. So tell all your Christian friends that they're never to use it again because it actually means Lucifer our Lord.
Well, kind of like the band Kiss, Knights in Satan's Service, right?
Yeah. Everybody can draw the dots together. My favourite one's Mickey Mouse Around New York, which actually is the same points as all the sacred sites, so they say, or Masonic sites. What is the actual difference? Anyway, never mind. So, yeah, good stuff. A lot of passion between the guys there. Really was. It just changed their... All right, okay, it's Hamish. He just changed his button. I thought somebody else had joined then on the call and I've missed him. So, where actually are we? We have, yes, the difference between a Dark City special and a Dark City show, basically, is we stay on topic. We actually stay on topic. People who've only listened to the Dark City shows might not realise what that actually means. So, because we don't often stay on topic. But yeah, we've got some good people who can sail the ship in an even keel. Fox, it's you. Why are you killing hamsters? It's a lot of noise, squeaky noise coming off you, Fox. Got to get that sorted out.
What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, getting a bit of a squeaky. It sounds like you've got a hamster.
Who knows, man? Maybe I'm being hacked.
Yeah.
It's Windows, man. Maybe I'm being hacked by the freaking corporation, Microsoft. That's why I don't use Xbox, man.
The difficulty with that statement is...
That's my chair, man. Check this out. That, right?
Maybe you got a drone flying over top.
That is the first time I have ever heard somebody blame hackers for a squeaky chair. I've actually heard them get blamed for people masturbating on webcams. I've actually heard that. I got hacked. I've heard
hacked
into people's computers and downloaded porn onto them. I have only ever found one real hacking case, and that involved somebody resetting the router so they could put the password back in.
Hey, you hear about that, what was it, some politician in France, I think it was, got busted with like 150 videos of kiddie porn. So there's hackers, right?
Yeah. man, you know, people, there is hackers. Of course there are hackers, but I'm just saying in 95% of the cases where people think they're getting hacked, like you say, is Microsoft hacking you? Well, you put their virus on your computer.
Hey, I got a new computer sitting next to me right now, man. Just picked it up from Best Buy. Straight up, man. It's not even booted with anything, and I ain't booting it with anything besides Linux or something that works.
Another convert. There's been another convert. I'm still on the line between the devil and the deep blue sea, you know. Really, and I suppose that's not really a metaphor. One side is the devil, and the other side is an abundance of people working together creatively. What more could we ask?
Right, exactly.
I think it's one of them, Bob. It's our way, isn't it? It's the way we are choosing. I mean, I think it is about giving people choice, if they're capable of silencing themselves for long enough to be able to make a choice. It's all right saying take a choice, but the minds are that full of confusion and anxiety and banks and mortgages and governments and wars off in distant lands, and are they safe and can they protect the children? One of the last things we start thinking about is, are we all going to move together? I think it's a way we've chosen to, definitely, Bob, without a doubt. We do want to work into a community that can help one another, bring forth something a bit bigger than all of us. What's wrong with that? I can't see a wrong with it. I really can't. I don't know if you do.
As far as I understand it, in the community, that if you help somebody move over to open source operating, you then are their mentor, if you like, and they can come to you for help at any time.
Bob,
I mean, I know Hamish is on here, and I don't know whether he's got a mic still, but he might be able to confirm that, and it's a really nice idea.
No, we just lost him, actually, just moments before, you see. He's perfect timing. But could you just say for me, Bob, overstand that. So, Robo, if you can edit you out, because if Jabber listens to this on the podcast and he hears you saying understand, he'll be all over us, mate. So, yeah, you might not know this, but I've made an agreement that we'll overstand it now instead of understanding it with Jabber. So, yeah, he's going to stop using the word sorry. And we're going to stop saying understand. So we've got a trade. We've got a trade. This is our first international trade with the word. And it is because we're in different countries.
I think using understand when you're talking about the responsibilities of open source software and speaking to other people about it so that they move over is a perfectly good use of the word.
Well, to explain the position that they're in, I suppose, they are understanding the word of the sacred Beelzebub, Bill Gates, and Microsoft, and we are comprehending. We are comprehending. We're not over or understanding.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't Windows just a result of Bill Gates, Jack, and Steve Jobs' idea for Mac?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Windows isn't even an operating system. Operating system implies that it's a system that you can operate. Man, I'm not using this computer. This computer is using me.
Yeah, we'll find out. Right, we'll find out. Go on, Prajna.
Well, actually, I nearly got a job working for IBM Research and Development. They've got a big setup in Hampshire there. And this was just at the time when Microsoft Windows was coming out, and IBM and Microsoft were both working on it at the same time, and so me and this other guy, he had a friend who was head of research and development at IBM Hursley, I think it's called, and so he phoned to make an arrangement for us to go over there and get ourselves a job. And instead, they patched the call through to security. Because what had happened was all that the development team had suddenly up and left IBM and gone over to Microsoft, because IBM was trying to go on with OS 2, but was still working hand in hand with Microsoft on Windows. And the IBM team thought that Windows was going to make make it to the desktop rather than OS 2. So they all went off there. So apart from having ripped the thing off of Bill Jobs, who anyway had ripped all his stuff off from Xerox Labs before that, you know, that's where it goes, really.
And we're going to rip off the internet. We're going to rip off the internet. We'll have little server nodes all over the country working on our own. Dawn, that's it. Come on, Gail.
Hi, I'm just wondering if somebody is murdering birds, because all I can hear is birds screaming.
They're actually
let me mute that. Freaking, it's like a 40-year-old chair, man.
But the NWO through Bill Gates hacked it through the Microsoft application.
Yeah, it's a Microsoft lazy boy. How about it?
Go on, Prizer.
I was just saying his chair's been hacked. That's why it's squeaking.
Yeah,
so that probably hasn't made things any clearer at all about Windows, but you know, it's a long saga of people ripping each other off.
Go on, Chris.
Sounds like the birds are trying to communicate with the chair.
Yeah, we've got birds at Barry's, and we've got squeaking chair, which I thought was the hamster. I thought he had a couple of hamsters. But I think we've got birds from Barry and squeaking hamsters.
And ducks from Sudama.
Where is Sudama? I've not seen him. I've not heard him.
He hasn't got a silly noise yet.
Are you guys hearing my bird in the background?
Yep.
Oh, man, that's a bird.
I got a cockatiel, and he's in the kitchen on the fridge looking in the mirror.
No, he's actually communicating.
Oh, shit, man. That's crazy.
He's actually communicating with Foxy's chair.
Only on Dark City Radio.
Oh, you guys are killing me.
Got every animal under the sun.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Well, quiet. I want to listen to this incoming communication from the bird people.
I've also got a 1-year-old grandson here, so you might hear him in the background, too.
It's all right.
All right, man. Let me mute that shit.
Robo Hippie will have a delight in taking all these samples from this evening, putting it together, and depending on how nice you are to him, depends on the outcome of how we all sound at the end of the day. That's why we all love Robo Hippie more than anyone else. He's the guy who edits and puts up all the strings. No, don't worry when I say edit. He just moves out the what was I going to say? Trims it down and takes out music that the power that B don't like is playing. In that sense, it's copyright material. We've had loads of that. If you do want to send us anything, your stuff, send it. It will get played. I play everything until somebody goes, oh, God, no, take that. So, yeah, it's kind of like everything goes up. If you do want to send it us, get in touch with us. We need it in there. Well, the only stipulation is that it's more than 128 kilobytes per second. It's 128 kilobytes per second. And its sample rate is 44,100. And that keeps it dead easy for us. 14,400,
Paul. 14,400.
Excuse me?
What?
The sample rate should be 14,400, shouldn't it?
No, it's 44,100. Looking at that.
44,100.
44,100.
Yep, that's right.
Yep. And the bit rate needs to be a minimum of 128. 128, I think it is. Yeah, right. 128 or 256. 256 is cool. Anyway, let's not go down that rabbit hole. Do you want to say goodnight, everyone? We've got about that many minutes left.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Yay!
Good night.
See you later.
Good night.
Good night, good night all you good. Good night, all you good folks over there.
Keep it real over there in Canada, brother.
You keep it real too, bro. Thanks for having me on, Don and gang, and I enjoy talking.
Yeah.
Welcome, and good night, everybody.
Oh, somebody fell off the chair. Did you get that? Welcome, good night, everybody. Clunk. It was Barry, look. Barry fell over. He's just been That's it, he's been taken. That's how it is. Anyway, where we are. This is that was the Dark City show. I have to play you Sam Barry.
Sorry, God.
Oh, there we go. Unfortunately.
He's gone. He's gone.
Yeah, well, no, I just removed him before we hear him making out a crack deal or something or whatever's going to go down there. I've no idea. Dawn, go on, look.
I just wanted to say that the bird evacuated the building.
Yeah, maybe the bird escaped. Yeah, maybe it wasn't such... it's all that conspiracy talk, it gets me thinking sinister things. Right, where am I going here? What have I played? We've played that. We'll play this, and we'll see you soon. That was the Dark City Show, folks. Just call in anytime you see it on the schedule. This is what it's about.
Oh, come on, Bob. If you want me to buy into your holier-than-thou position, you got to convince me you're right. Whoa, Bob, hold on here.
So if you want the truth, go to Dark City Radio.
All you've got to take time searching through the thoughts of it. Believe and let it drive home. The thought fate moves us to be the man of tomorrow. Who will be the man of tomorrow? Who will be the man of tomorrow? Who will be the man of tomorrow? Tomorrow, strike with